Blog Talk Radio.
Do you know what it's like to be bullied? I sure do, and it's not fun. People get bullied for everything these days, so much that it drives them to suicide. Fortunately, I stood up to the bullies, and I am now an advocate for anti-bullying. Please take a minute and visit www.stopbullying.gov to find out how you can put an end to bullying for good.
Folks, couldn't wait for me to come back.
wait for me to come back. I told everybody I'm coming back, and here they are. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, including the troops from Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, including the troops from Afghanistan in the house tonight. That's right, American troops in Afghanistan are in the house, as always. When you got the troops listening to you, that's a good thing. That's a good thing when you got the troops listening to you. That's right, about 40 or 50 of them in a mess hall listening to this great radio station, this great radio network. USA, 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 that's right. They were all chanting, guys. They were all chanting. Oh, they love it. Oh, they love this show. And I'm glad they're back. And I'm glad you're back on FB Live. That's right. We're streaming live on FB Live tonight, guys. That's right. So excited to be here for all of you tonight. That's right. My chronic pain brothers and sisters. That's right, my chronic pain brothers and sisters. That's right, guys. Thank you so much for coming on in. I love doing what I do. I love being an advocate. I love every single thing that I do, ladies and gentlemen out there, for my chronic pain patients, for the people that look up to me, for the people that look for me. Here I am, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to help. I'm here to help. I'm here to save your life. I'm here to make you think a little bit. That's right. I'm here to allow you to focus a little bit. And that is the topic of our show tonight. That's right. Focus. Gotta love focus. And I want to talk a little bit about focus based on my trip that I just took and came back from. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the trip, because you guys miss me a little bit, I know. I know you guys miss me a little bit. That's right. But when it comes down to it, I've been away for like 7-8 weeks. I went away the last week of May, and I came back on the 16th. It's been a while. It's been a while. That's right. So when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to know that you learn a lot when you go away. When you take self-care time, and when you take family care time, you learn a lot, ladies and gentlemen. You learn tremendous amount of information. You learn a lot. You learn so much. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we're going to talk about focus today, based on my experience upstate. That's right. Based on my experience upstate, guys, I learned a lot. You know, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of time to learn about yourself. It does. It takes a lot of time to learn about yourself, okay? If you take the time, you can learn each and every little thing about yourself. And then at that point, you can teach other people about you. That's right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is so very important. That, ladies and gentlemen, is where we're at right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I love to be teaching others to learn about themselves because I already learned about myself. I learn new things every time I go away. I take meditation time. I take EFT time. I take so much time out for myself and for family when I go away. That's right. Now I want to bring you all that great information. Bring my brothers and sisters that great information. That's right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the most important part. Delving out the information. Delving out the knowledge so everybody can learn how to find themselves. Because we're all worthy to be on this earth. We are all worthy to do great things. We are all worthy because we all have talents. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We all have talents. And because we all have talents, we need to move it forward into the future. That's right. We need to move it forward into the future, ladies and gentlemen. And the only way to do that is to focus. Do you realize that a lot of us have a hard time because of our chronic pain? Focus. But if we just took our mind off of our chronic pain and put it onto something else, we could find focus again. We can find that focus again. And that focus, ladies and gentlemen, is what moves us forward into the future. That focus allows us to find ourselves. That focus allows us to educate ourselves and gain knowledge every time we come on a live video. We are here to teach. We love to teach. We love to educate. And that's why we're here. We are here to educate, ladies and gentlemen, and be the best that we can be. But when it comes down to it, a lot of people think they are not worthy. Not worthy is not in my dictionary. Not worthy is not in my dictionary. If they say they're worthless, I want to teach them that they are not. I want to teach them that they are not worthless. That's right. Because nobody is worthless. We're all created in the likeness of God. God created us for a reason. That's right. God created us to be beautiful. That's right. There's so many people that don't like the way they look. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. God wouldn't have created you that way if you weren't beautiful. That's right. If you weren't beautiful, why would God create you? God created you in his likeness. That's right. So if you have a crooked nose, it doesn't matter. You're still beautiful. The only thing that makes you ugly is an ugly heart. That's right. The people that like evil, the people that create evil, the people that spew evil. That's right. Spew evil and you have a nasty heart, then you're ugly. That's right. Then you're ugly. You're never ugly on the outside. Only your heart could be ugly. That's right. Your heart could be ugly. That's right. Everybody is created to be beautiful. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am a creation of God. I am beautiful. That's right. Okay? Even if you're 300 pounds, if you got a mole on your cheek, a huge mole on your cheek, doesn't matter. You're still beautiful. You got a crooked head that turns like this. You got a crooked head. Or you can't walk. Or you have a limp. You're still beautiful. That's right. So let me tell you a little bit about my trip. It's all right? I can tell you a little bit about my trip. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, this trip was very enlightening. This trip was extremely enlightening. I have to say I learned a lot. I learned a lot, ladies and gentlemen. I have to say that we were there to help two sick people, my cousins, two sick people that don't have anybody to help them, okay? And we went up there with a group of people to help those people out. We were up there to help those people. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important to give of yourself to help others. It makes you feel better. Trust me, if you're helping others, your pain will go away. That's right. You are not thinking about your pain when you're helping somebody else. See, I don't think about my pain when I'm doing a radio show. I don't think about my pain when I'm helping someone. I don't think about pain when I'm doing an FB Live video. I don't think about pain. I just do my video, and I am just like in heaven. In heaven. That's right. I'm focused on you. I'm focused on radio. I'm focused on my mic right here. I'm focused on my apple juice. That's right. I'm focused. And that's a big thing. And we're going to talk about how you focus and how you reduce your pain just by focusing. Just by focusing, reducing your pain level. It's amazing. It's amazing you can do it. Okay? And I'm going to teach you how to do it. Because I've done it. I'm not going to talk about something that I've never done. I've done it. Okay, I've been there and I've done that. I've done a lot. And that's why I'm here to teach you. I want you to learn. I want you to be better people. I want you to know that you're worthy. This is the most important thing, that I want you to know that you are worthy. That's right. No matter if you have a limitation, you are worthy. No matter if you have one of these horrible diseases, these horrible autoimmune diseases, you're still worthy. You're still worthy. If you're sitting in a wheelchair, you're still worthy. If you're laying in bed and can't get up, you're still worthy. That's right. I know people that laid in bed and did greatness from their bed. They couldn't get up. They were bedridden. I know people that are bedridden that actually do more than people that stand up. That's right. It's amazing. All they do is roll around in the bed. They go on the computer and they do awareness. Because that's what makes them happy. That's right. Find something that makes you happy and focus on it. That's right. Anyway, back to my story. Okay? Back to my story. We got to head back to the story right now. So I went up there. I was helping sick people, two sick people, my cousins. And, you know, we were hiding out in the woods. It was great. It was awesome. You see a lot of things in the woods. You do. You see a lot of things in the woods. We'll share that in just a moment. But we've done a lot. We've done a lot. We're trying to get donations for BIRN. Yeah, we're trying to get donations for JGF Foundation Incorporated. I was working on a few things there. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I was working on a few different projects. And I have to say, I am really excited to say that we've got over 250 bags for the veterans. That's right, 250 bags for the veterans, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Amazing. We got food. We got clothes. We got miscellaneous stuff. I gave a printer. I gave a shredder. That's right. And I bought myself a new printer, and I bought myself a new shredder. That's right. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that we're helping veterans, too. We are also creating a fund for the Wounded Warriors, as I did up here, you know, when I was upstate. And I am going to focus on creating that fund. You guys will be seeing that soon as a part of JGF Foundation Incorporated. That's right. We are also trying to raise money for this great radio station called BIRN, which is also a 501c3. That's right. Not only for brain injury patients, but also for chronic pain patients, for autism patients, for mental illness patients. We are going to raise money for this great, great radio station. That's right, because we are working with Kim Justice to make this the best radio station on Blog Talk Radio. There you go. Bottom line. Okay, we've been doing this for 3 years. We've been knocking out of the park for 3 years. We got 20 great hosts on here, 7 days a week, starting at 10 every day. That's right, starting at 10 every day, ladies and gentlemen. We are focused. Trust me, guys, we are focused and trying to raise money for BIRN and for JGF Foundation Incorporated. That's right, guys. That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, because when it comes down to it, we want to help chronic pain patients. We are focused on the patient. We are focused on the caregiver. We are focused on you because you need to understand that you are worthy, that you are here for a purpose. No matter if you have pain or not, no matter if you have a limitation or not, no matter if you're in a wheelchair or not, no matter if you're bedbound or not, you have a purpose. That's right. You have a purpose. You have a purpose on this earth. Otherwise, God would have killed you off by now. God would have killed you off by now if he didn't have a purpose for you. That's right. You have a purpose to struggle here. You have a purpose to struggle here. In chronic pain, you have a purpose. That's right. And most of the time, our purposes are to find our talents and utilize our talents to become entrepreneurs. Or utilize your talents to become a great advocate and join JGF Foundation Incorporated and join a great 501c3 so you can help us. So you keep your mind off of your pain and you focus on helping others. That's a great thing. That's an awesome thing. Start come down to it, ladies and gentlemen. I learned a lot about myself because I focused on myself on this trip. On this 8-week trip, ladies and gentlemen, I focused on myself. You know, I was tired. I was burnt out, too. I took a rest. I took a long rest. I rested a few days. I rested almost the whole trip, including doing work. I found time for myself to rest. I found time to lay down. I found time for me. I find time to close my eyes and go into a deep meditation. Go into a deep meditation, ladies and gentlemen. And that deep meditation allows you to find yourself, allows you to find your talent. Even if you have a lot of pain, it doesn't matter. If you're not thinking about your pain, you're thinking about yourself. When did you ever think about yourself so much? You need to focus on you. If you're focusing on you, you have no reason to cry about your pain. That's right. Because if you're focusing and diverting your pain, that's right. If you're diverting your pain into something better, okay, you have nothing to worry about. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that life is only complicated if you make it complicated. Life is only hard if you make it hard. That's right. If you say it's hard, it's going to be hard. If you believe it's hard, it's going to be hard. That's right. The words that you say are usually what you feel. That's right. So if you think it's hard, it's going to get harder to do it. So we need to focus. Focusing allows us to move forward with our talents, with our knowledge. That's right. With the information that we gain from others. Because that's our job. It's our job to listen. We need to open up our ears and open up our minds to others. And if you have never done it, and you're a closed-minded person, and you only believe what you believe, and you don't listen to others, and you can give two craps about what other people say, maybe it's time to open up your mind a little bit. Opening up your mind to others will teach you a lesson. It will teach you that you are not the only person on this earth. That's what it will teach you. It will teach you that you are not the only person on this God green earth, ladies and gentlemen, that was given to us by God. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that everything around us was created by God? Everything around us, including our prayers. Our prayers are part of our thought process, which was created by God. If you focus, you would know that. That's right. So on this trip, I found out a lot more about myself. I learned a lot about myself. That's right. I delved deep into my brain. I delved deep into my body. And I become one with myself when I meditate morning and night. You got to do it morning and night. It's the best thing since sliced bread if you do it morning and night. That's right. You have to do it morning and night. That's right. And always know, ladies and gentlemen, that you have the power over that. You have the power over that, ladies and gentlemen. You certainly do. You certainly do. You have the power over how much you retain and how much you gain in information and knowledge. That's right. You have the power over that. So during your day, you're learning every single day. You're learning because you're focusing. I'm always focusing. I'm always looking. I'm always seeing things that I'm not supposed to be seeing if I'm not focused. Okay? I'm always looking around. I'm always noticing things. You know, every once in a while, I'll see something that I have never seen before in my room. And I'll be like, what the hell is that? Where did that come from? You know? But because I'm focusing, I'll be like, what the hell is that scratch up there on my desk? Right. And I see a scratch. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I have not seen that scratch. And all of a sudden, I see a scratch. And I'm like, where the hell did that scratch come from? Right. Because you focus on it. If you're not focusing, you're not going to see that little scratch. That's right. You're not going to see it. You're not going to see that little scratch. And I see it clear as day. Right there on the door of my desk. Right there is a scratch. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when you focus what you see. That's right. Because you see different things from when you focus from when you don't. That's right. So when it comes down to it, focus. Focus and take your mind off your pain and focus on the things in front of you. Because life is beautiful. Life is created to be beautiful. Everything in life, the earth was created to be beautiful. The earth was created to be positive. People make it negative. People make it negative because they have free will too. That's right. They have free will to make evil. They have free will to make it negative. They have free will to complain, bitch, and moan all day long. They have free will. And you choose whether to make your society better or make it worse. You choose to make your own life better or make it worse. That's right. You choose. You choose. So meditation allowed me to find more things within myself. That meditation allowed me to grow within myself. Grow within myself. That's right, grow. I learn to grow within myself every time I meditate. Every time I meditate, I am learning about something that I did not know about. Or I'm learning more about things that I saw the day of. That's right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit, okay? Because you're going to be amazed at what I tell you. That's right. Because if you don't focus, you'll never see those things. That's right. You'll never see them. If you don't focus, you will not see that scratch up there on the desk. I just looked up there and I'm like, look at that scratch. Right. There you go. Focus. Focus. Take your mind off of your pain and focus. You'll see things that you've never seen before. Seriously. You have the power within your brain to do so much more. We only use 10% of our brains. We only use 10% of our brains. Geniuses use 12%. What about the other 90% of the brain? What about the other 90% of the brain, ladies and gentlemen? What about it? What about it, right? So when it comes down to it, it is important and imperative to know that we have a lot of power within us. We do. This brain is the biggest and best computer since sliced bread. It could also be the worst thing since sliced bread. This thing has you overthinking a lot during your day. That's right. This thing confuses your ass. That's right. The brain confuses you. That's right. You want to know why? Because you allow it to happen. You have free will to overthink. You have free will. God gave us free will to overthink. And a lot of us do. That's right. Free will. Free will is so very important when we talk about focus. And we'll get more into that. Okay. I also did EFT work, which is emotional freedom technique. I did energy work. I did EFT work. And Reiki work together, okay? And also, ladies and gentlemen, the deep breathing exercises and pet therapy. Pet therapy. That's right, which works great. Pet therapy, music therapy with great headphones like these. That's right. When it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, you find a way to reduce your pain. And if it's got to be natural and it's got to be through your own brain, you do it. You can reduce your pain. If you're thinking about your health 24/7, you're going to go nuts. You're going to drive yourself crazy. That's right. You're going to overthink every single day. What's wrong with me? That's why people become hypochondriacs. That's right. People become hypochondriacs because they think about their health every single day. That's like thinking about money every single day, and I would throw myself out the window if I thought about money every single day. Because money is in abundance, and you just have to figure out how you're going to go get it. Think about your health every day, you'll be a hypochondriac. And you'll overthink every little thing about your body. Oh, I have a pain. I got to go see what that is. Or, oh, what's that dot on my skin? I got to go check it out. Right. You become a hypochondriac. That's right. And everything bothers you about your body. That's not good. That's not good because you have the free will to overthink. You have the free will, right, to think those things about yourself. You have the free will to put yourself in a hypochondriac state. So when it comes down to it, only you can get yourself out of the hypochondriac state by not thinking about your health every single second of the day. That's right. Imagine you're thinking about something else and you're not thinking about your health every single second of the day. 24/7, thinking about your health. You're driving yourself crazy. It's like thinking about money 24/7. Oh, you drive yourself money crazy. Oh, I don't have enough money for the bills. Oh, I'm in debt. Oh, this. Oh, that. You'll have a convulsion. You'll have a convulsion. That's right. So calm down. That's why your brain is better than any other part of your body except for your heart. Because in heart is your true purpose. In your heart is your true goals and your true dreams in your heart. So the two most important organs of this body of ours is our heart and our brain. But we also have a transcendent part of us, which is our soul, which is usually back here. That's right. And when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that it is a part of you too. It is a part of you too. Because those transcendent beings back here too, you know, my mom who died and some other people that passed away, they're with you, okay? And they want to see you do well. They created you for a reason. They want to see you do better than them. That's why they stay with you. That's why they're always there. This is very powerful tonight, people. It's a very powerful show tonight. Very powerful tonight, people. Very powerful show. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this show. Everybody should be sharing this out on Blog Talk Radio and on FB Live, on groups, on pages, and on FB Walls. Share this thing out, baby. Share it out. Get it out there. That's right. So what else happened on my trip? Then my dad had a heart attack. Yeah. Came out of clear blue, scared the shit out of me, scared the shit out of him, and we went to the hospital. He was there for like 6 days. He got a stent put in. He's going to have another stent put in. We're going to have to continue to take him to doctors, to monitor him, keep helping him around the house, you know, got to keep rehabbing him here, you know. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it's important and imperative to know that all of us have problems, have issues, and when it comes down to it, we got to pick and choose what the priorities are, you know, and that's why I need more time for me. That's why I need more time for family care. And that's why I'm scaling back live streaming. That's why I'm scaling back, you know, social media. That's why I'm scaling back on various other projects that I'm working on so I can focus on my dreams and goals, myself and my family and my dad. Okay, because bottom line is he's going to need a lot of help these next couple of weeks. and I'm the only one here. So he's a caregiver for me, and I'm a caregiver for him. You know, we're both not in a good place. That's right. So bottom line is, it is what it is. We do what we do. We fight the good fight, you know, and we do what we can do. That's it. We do what we can do. That's all we can do, you know, and we got to set our priorities. We got to make life simple for ourselves. Do you realize in making life simple for ourselves, we could be more of a success? We could be more of a success if we allow ourselves to live a simpler life. That's right. We got to be able to live a simpler life. And that's the only way we're going to move forward. That's the only way we're going to stop overthinking. That's the only way we're going to stop with this anxiety. That's the only way we are going to have a free mind to think straight. It is important, ladies and gentlemen, to focus. That focus makes life simple, and not only makes life simple, not only makes life simple, but it makes life better. It makes life funner, and you get more successful by the day. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what I live for. I live for this success. I live to help others. I live to help the people around me. I live because of my dreams and goals. I live because I know what my purpose is. I live based on my purpose. You know what your purpose is? If you don't know what your purpose is, meditate on it. You'll find it. Meditate on it. You will find it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is so key. That, ladies and gentlemen, is where it's at. If you don't know what your purpose is, of course you're going to think you're not worthy. Of course you're going to think you're useless. You got to find your purpose and know because of your limitations, life is not over. Life is not over. And I told my dad that. I said, life is not over. You got a stint. You're all right. You're living. You're breathing. You're okay. You caught it in time. God bless you. That's right. Nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. That's right. Well, I have a 90% other artery that needs to be, you know, help. I got to put another stint in. Right, you do, but don't worry about it. It's going to happen in time. You have to have faith in your doctors. You have to have faith in the people around you, in the professionals around you. If you have a problem with faith, if you have a problem with trust, I don't know, people. I don't know. Okay? You have to be able to trust. You have to be able to have faith in the people around you, and the doctors that you have. If you're not, that's why I always say, if you're not comfortable with the doctor that you're going to, change your doctor. Walk the hell out of there and change your doctor. That's right. Because you also have the free will to walk the hell out. You also have the free will to go to another doctor's office. That's right. That, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You have control over certain things. The things that you do and your reactions. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what you have control over. You have no control over what other people do. You can blame other people all you want. You can go ahead and blame other people all you want. But blaming other people is not going to help your situation. Because usually, you create your own problems. That's right. You create your own problems because you don't focus. That's right. If you focused, you would make a good, quality, common sense decision. Do you realize not everybody makes a good, quality, common sense decision? Not many people do that. And there is no common sense in this world, unfortunately. We got to bring common sense back. Okay? When it comes down to it, focus brings common sense. whole heaps of people in this world need more common sense, and they need to focus to find it. We're not focusing, people. We're all over the place. We are all over the place, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't know about focus. It just focus. You can see so much. I want to show you in this show what I mean. I'm going to show you. Okay? So, bottom line is, it was a crazy time. And then I wound up helping my dad and the two other people. And I was busy a lot of the times. I kept myself busy, but I also had time for me. And that is a very important point that needs to be set. That is a very important point that needs to be set. I had time for me. I did things that I wanted to do. I went outside and I walked. I went outside and checked out nature. I went outside and did what I wanted to do. I laid down when I wanted to lay down. I did meditation when I did wanted to do meditation. I did my self-care time, and I also had great family care time as well during this trip. A lot of good things happened, a lot of suspect things happened, and some bad things happened. But guess what? The good outweighed the bad. The good outweighed the bad. And now my dad is home, and he's resting, and he's doing the best that he can. And me, I'm on here doing my radio show in front of 3,000 people and all of you on Facebook Live. That's right. So when it comes down to it, I do what I do, even if adverse conditions, even if something bad happens in my life. I'm always on here. I'm always doing something. I'm always doing some piece of work. That's right, because when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not working, you're not happy. If you're keeping your mind on your pain and you're not diverting that, you're going to feel your pain 24/7. And that's why people on Facebook, oh, my pain is 8, 9, 10. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to the hospital. Right, because when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, you're thinking about your pain. You're thinking about your ailment. You're thinking about your health. And if you're thinking about your health 24/7, you're going to drive yourself crazy. Yeah, there is a time when you have to think about your health. Yes, there is a time where, yes, maybe some days I got to think about my pain. Or there are other things like, what treatments I could try. Going on the internet and looking up things to help yourself actually is a positive. It allows you to focus off of the pain and how to help yourself. So look something up on the computer about treatments. See if that treatment helps you. Try things on your own, okay? Try natural things on your own, okay? Just make sure, okay, that the natural things that you are trying don't counteract with the medications that you're taking. So that's where you have to talk to your doctor and make sure there's no counteractions between this natural product that you're trying and this medication that you're taking. That's very important. That's very important, okay? Because natural things could counteract with your medications and kill you, okay? So when it comes down to it, just make sure and ask your doctor before you take anything natural, before you take anything without a doctor's supervision, before you put anything into your body, talk to your doctor first, okay? See if the doctor says, oh, that's fine, you can do that, right? It's reassurance. But it's also the knowledge of 8 years that you need behind you. But, like I said, doctors don't know everything. Doctors really need continuing education. That's what doctors need. Doctors need continuing education. Yeah. But let's get back to focus, okay? And if the doctor actually focused, they would learn what they're supposed to learn, right? So there's another important thing about focus. If the doctor actually focused on each and every patient that walked in the room and they looked up information and they focused on it, they would know your condition left and right. But they don't take the time to do that. They don't take the time to look it up on Google. It takes 2 seconds to type in lupus or type in RSD, CRPS, or migraines, or this or that in Google and find out information on it. It takes 2 seconds. But yet the doctor don't want to take 2 seconds of his day to look it up. Maybe you need a new doctor because that doctor doesn't want to focus on you. That's right. The doctor is not focusing on you. It's time for a new doctor. Okay? Moving forward to talk about focus. Focus, ladies and gentlemen, is so very important. Focus. And I'm going to tell you a few things that I saw in the woods, and I'm going to tell you that I would have never saw those things if I didn't focus. Okay? Orange juice. Am I focusing? Am I focusing on my juice? Because didn't I say it was apple juice? I'm not focusing. I called it orange juice. Right? So that's the difference between focus and non-focus. See, I just showed you something. I told you I had apple juice. And I just said orange juice. I'm not focusing. I'm not focused. I'm playing games with you now to see if you're focused, right? Because if you didn't hear a word I said in my other FB Live, you wouldn't have known if there was orange juice or apple juice in my cup. Right? If you weren't paying attention, if you weren't focused, you wouldn't be able to know what I'm drinking. So I tricked you. I wanted to see if you listened. I said, I have orange juice in my cup. And meanwhile, I told you what I had in here 3 times, apple juice. So I'm not focusing because I said orange juice. And if you didn't know I had apple juice in there, you're not focused. That's right. Also, when I was walking around in the woods, which I love the woods. It's great to hide out in the woods, ladies and gentlemen. It's so great to hide out in the woods. I love the woods. There's animals, there's plants, there's weeds, there's grass. It's beautiful. There's beautiful trees. It's beautiful. Beautiful. That's right. So I was hiding out in the woods. And I took walks almost every day, right? I did about 90 miles while I was up there. 90 miles, ladies and gentlemen. 90 miles. One night, I'm sitting outside. That's right. One night, I'm sitting outside with family members. And we're on the deck. We're on the deck. And, you know, we're barbecuing. We're doing this. We're doing that. Right? We're doing all kinds of great things. You know, I'm reading. I'm playing on my laptop. I brought the laptop up there, you know, and I, like I said, I had limited Wi-Fi, so I couldn't really stay on the internet so long, you know, and I couldn't really make calls while I'm up there, too, because it's just horrible, ladies and gentlemen, up there. They love their Wi-Fi. They don't want to change their Wi-Fi for nothing. They like cheap Wi-Fi. They like cheap Wi-Fi. I don't know why. I can't even make calls up there. I can probably use my iPad and iPhone up there. You know, I only when I can, I did. You know, and when it comes down to it, I was mostly outside and I was mostly doing self-care and I was mostly doing family care, helping family members that were ill and creating things like the Wounded Warrior Project and the Veteran Project and all the kinds of things like that. So we were outside, like two or three of us, and we're talking, and we're out there. And we see these cats playing, you know, running after one another. See the cats playing, you know, like, stray cats running around, you know. There's like maybe two or three cats, four cats, right, they're running around. Oh, great. What's this going on here now? They're all hissing at one another. They're all making noises and all kinds of things like that. So then two of the cats go away. You know, there's only two cats left, right? I'm like, okay, great. Now what's going to happen? Looks like there's a face-off going to happen here, all right? So we're looking intently. There's a couple of guys. We're looking intently. What are these cats doing? Yeah, I couldn't scope it. I couldn't put on FB Live. You guys would have loved it. Yeah, because of the stupid Wi-Fi situation. You guys would have loved it. In the middle of the field, one cat jumps on the other cat. And I'm like saying, what the hell is going on here? What on earth is happening here? Then we hear all kinds of noises and stuff like that. I'm like, all right, guys, I think these cats need a room. I think they need a room. I think they need their privacy. I think the wild thing, I think, you know. So I said to myself, is that true or are they fighting with one another? Are they fighting with one another or are they doing the wild thing? You know, and when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out, yeah, it was a lot of squealing. Yeah, it wasn't fighting. You know, there's a lot of crying. Yeah, there was a lot of that. Yeah. And I'm saying to myself, guys, all right, come on, let's go. We saw enough of this. Let's go inside, okay? So when it comes down to it, what I noticed on one of the cats was a patch of hair missing. Now, I didn't see that before. I actually focused on the female cat, okay? But I think the male cat took a chunk out of the female cat's side going nuts, okay? And a patch of hair was flapping in the wind. You know, I'm like saying to myself, I would have never noticed that if I actually focused. You know, I even said that to myself. I said, I can't believe I'm actually seeing that skin flapping. The skin was flapping in the wind, okay? And when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, it was almost like a wound. It was like a wound on the female cat. And I was saying to myself, if I never focused on that, I would have never seen that. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's other stories, too. There's other stories, too, okay? Walking through woods, we came to a pond. Okay. Now, in this pond, there was many animals, but we saw frogs. Now, big frogs, small frogs. Now, bottom line is this. I'm just, like, sitting there. I'm enjoying the scenery. I'm enjoying the pond. And then I see this frog jump really high, jump right on a lily pad, from a rock to the lily pad. And it was pretty far away. Now, I never knew a frog could jump that far. It jumped like 5 to 10 inches off of the ground to jump from the rock to the lily pad. And if I wasn't focusing, I would have never saw it. That's right. Because I'm always looking around, right? I'm always looking around. I'm a quiet guy, and I'm always looking around, right? And I noticed that. I noticed that a frog jumps really high. You know, because I never really saw a frog up close and personal. I saw a frog at the pond. And that little frog jumped about 5 to 10 inches off of the ground. And if I never focused on it, I would have never known it. I would have never saw it. That's right. And I couldn't document it either. It happened too fast. It would have been great to document. It would have been great to show everybody. It was actually a risk. Yeah. I mean, that poor little thing could have drowned. I mean, it basically went from the rock to the lily pad, which was pretty far away. pretty far away, and it reached it. I also noticed the texture of those big frogs, like the big frogs. There were big frogs, small frogs. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if it wasn't for me focusing, I would have never noticed the texture was so tough on those bigger frogs than on the smaller frogs. It looked so smooth on the smaller frogs, whereas the skin on a bigger frog looked so tough. You know? It's amazing when you actually focus. When you focus on the trees in the woods, and you see some of the trees have dead branches, right? And you see some of the trees, some of the branches are falling off, you know? Some of the leaves are falling off the trees. If you didn't focus, you would never see it. That's right. You know, ladies and gentlemen, focus is very important. You could do that in your everyday life and learn something new every day. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the key. The key is to learn something you never knew before. Now, people with brain injuries may have a problem with focus. People with ADHD and ADD, they might have a problem with focus, and obviously they would have to go to the proper doctors to try to get their focus back, okay? Sometimes it's harder for others to focus than some others, you know? I mean, like others who have brain injuries, you know, might not be able to focus, you know, whereas somebody with chronic pain might actually be able to focus and divert their mind. Some people need a little work. Some people don't. It depends. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to it, we're here to help everybody and make sure that we all can get some sort of a focus in our lives. What's our focus? Usually it's our purpose or our talent or our uniqueness. That's right. That's our focus. That's our main focus. That's right. So I learned new things about animals and trees. You know, and then I was walking on the street. Right? I was walking on the street because, you know, you walk through the woods and then you get to the street. There's no sidewalk. You've got to walk on the street. Okay? And I'm walking on the street. Of course, I'm making sure I can see the traffic coming. You know, I'm walking on the street. And I'm just looking around. I'm just gazing around. I see mountains. You know, when you actually focus on something, you could enjoy it. I enjoyed watching the mountains as I walked. I enjoyed watching the cars go by while I walked. I enjoyed looking back into the forest when I walked. Because that focus allows you to see things that you would never see before. That's right. Like, I'm still looking at that scratch on my desk. And I'm wondering, how the hell did that get there? But there it is. There it is. The scratch on my desk. I'm looking right at it. You know, when it comes down to it, if you're not focused, you wouldn't see that scratch. So that's the same thing with your life. The same exact thing with your life. If you're not focused, you won't see evil in your life. If you're not focused, you won't see good in your life. If you're not focused, everything in your life will be overthinking. Everything in your life would be overthinking. You would overthink everything and put yourself into almost a drunken stupor. That's right. Without having the alcohol. That's right. Because a lot of us, when we're not focused and we're always overthinking, we act like we're drunk, but we're not drunk. So it's important to focus. When you focus, you make life simple. And in making life simple, you can be a success throughout your whole life, no matter if you have a limitation or not, no matter if you have a chronic pain disease or not, no matter if you have an autoimmune disease or not. That's right. You may have the worst progressive disease known to man, and you can still be a success. But you don't know that because you're overthinking it, because you're in a wheelchair, because you can't move, because you have neuropathy, because you have chronic pain in every day of your life. You're overthinking. You're driving yourself to drink. You're driving yourself crazy. How can I fix myself? You have no control over that disease, and you have no control over that pain. You have no control over it. That pain is going to go wherever it wants to go. That's right. That's the one thing in your body that you have no control over. That's right. The one thing in your body that you don't have any control over is your pain, is your disease, is how progressive it gets. That's right. Now, you can take these treatments and try to quell it and try to basically temporarily bring your pain level down. But when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, you have no control where that pain goes. So if you have a pain in your finger from an accident, closing your door on your finger in the car, or closing your door on your finger with a gate or a door, whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, you have no control where that pain goes. That pain can go from your finger throughout your whole body and render you bedbound, render you into a wheelchair. That's right. You don't have control over it. So guess what? Why think about it? Don't think about things that you have no control over. You can't control where that pain goes. So why think about it? Worry about getting yourself in remission rather than focus on the pain that you have no control over. Focus on yourself getting into remission using different treatments, but don't focus on the actual pain, because the pain will drive you crazy. Most of the time, pain patients drive themselves crazy up here because of what's going on down there, going on in your hand, or what's going on in your arm, or what's going on in your head, what's going on in your torso, what's going on in your organs. That's right. You drive yourself crazy up here. And that's why you need to divert your mind. That's why you need to divert your mind. And in diverting your mind, you get to a place where you can concentrate on what you could do to help others. That's right. You get to a place where, I just learned something new. I never thought I could learn that. That's just like seeing the patch of skin on the cat that was coming off. It's just like seeing the trees blowing around and seeing the leaves falling off the trees, branches falling. That's right. If you weren't focused, you wouldn't be able to see that. That's right. So I'm always looking around and I'm always focused. And I'm always like, wow, look at those mountains. Look at those trees. Look at that frog over there. Right? Because I'm focused. We got to try to get all of you focused. Because focus brings better sense of purpose. Focus brings better sense of talent. Focus, ladies and gentlemen, brings success. Focus brings you to a point where you could be an entrepreneur and building a business, building a nonprofit, building something, writing a book, whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, and then moving forward from that and becoming a success because you wrote that book. Do you realize that you have the power in your own hands? That's right. You have the power in your own hands because this is so powerful up here. But yet we don't use it right. We don't use this right. We'd rather bitch, moan, and complain than put our energies towards something good, put our focuses towards something better. Driving ourselves crazy and worrying about our health 24/7 makes us a hypochondriac, makes us anxiety-filled. As we're always looking at our body, saying, what's that dot over there? Right? What's that dot over there? That's right. Or, oh my God, I'm sweating up a storm. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Right? You become a hypochondriac, where you're always thinking about your health. You're always thinking, am I going to drop dead today? That's not a way to live. That's not a way to live. Seriously, that is not a way to live. If you're always thinking about your health 24/7, you're thinking about your pain 24/7, it's not a healthy way to live. It's not. That's like me, if I'm thinking about money, I'm not going to think about money 24/7. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to think about money 24/7. Okay, because if I think about money 24/7, I might as well just like throw myself out the window. Because, you know, I only get SSD, right? Bottom line, I can't think about money 24/7. It makes me ill. It makes me sick. That's right. Just like thinking about my health 24/7 makes you ill. It makes you sick mentally. That's right. That's why we see all these posts out here on Facebook, right? That's why we see all these negative posts. And I told you how to turn those negative posts to positive posts, unless you want pity and attention. And that is okay, too. All right, if you want pity and attention, that's up to you. That's totally up to you if you want pity and attention. But the way to turn that post around on a bad day, yes, I'm doing this to try to fix it. That is a positive post. Okay? Or I have 8, 9, 10 pain today. Does anybody have any ideas on treatments that could help me? That's a positive post. Then people will come out there and say, well, I tried this for 8, 9, 10 pain. You know, maybe you want to try this. You know, engage the people. Open up conversation with the people. That's right. I see a lot of people, it's sad, people actually coming on live, like I'm live right now, crying on live. That's right. Trying to get some pity or attention. We're here for everybody, okay? You don't need to do that. If you need help, PM me. I'm here. Okay? Because if you're overthinking about it, you will put yourself in a crying stupor. That's right. And people don't know what they're doing in a crying stupor. That's right. They'll put themselves on live, and they'll cry to everybody. That's right. There's nothing wrong with showing emotion. There's nothing wrong with showing grief. There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with anger, okay? But use that anger. Use that sadness. Use your emotions for positive. Don't use it for negative. Use your emotion for positive and not negative. Put more emphasis on the positive of your emotion than on the negative. That's right. You can use anger as a positive. You can. You can use sadness as a positive. That's right. You want to know how you can use sadness as a positive? I'll tell you. Right. You actually do something great for the community. You go out there and you say, oh, I'm going to put a petition out there. Right. And I'm going to work really hard to get thousands of people to sign this petition and see if we could get, you know, per se, the opiates back, or, you know, MMJ in all 50 states, right? Put a petition out there. Show that emotion. Show that crying emotion, but in this happiness that you got all of these signatures, right? Show that emotion for good, okay? Don't show it for pity. Don't show it for attention. Show it because you're happy about something that you did for the community. That's using your emotion as a positive. That's right. Bitching and moaning is not showing positive. It's showing negative. And the more you bitch and moan about your pain, the more pain you're going to have. Did you ever notice every time you bitch and moan about your pain, the more pain you have? That's right. Did you ever notice that? Like for days. I can't believe that I'm in a flat for all these days. Why do you keep bitching and moaning about your pain? What do you suggest? Attraction. Law of attraction. Now, if you focus, you wouldn't need any of those false words. You wouldn't need to worry about your emotion. It would fall into place because your emotion would flow. If you focus, your emotion flows, okay? Like when I'm watching a motivational video, when I get into it, I start crying, okay? But that's using your emotion for good because you see all the goodness happening in this video. I even cry by my own words sometimes. I can't believe I say things that I say because I don't have a script here. It all comes out of here and here. So I go back and listen to some of my words, and I start crying, you know? And I'll be like, wow, I actually said that? Yeah. Sometimes, you know, this is, like, involuntary. Like, I'm here. I'm doing my thing. It comes out of here. It funnels out of here. And that's it. Whatever comes out, comes out. Curses. Whatever comes out, comes out. That's right. Because when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, that's the flow. And you get that flow by focus. Now, if I wasn't focused, if I was focused on my pain right now, my 3-4 pain, I wouldn't be able to do this show. I wouldn't be able to do this show. I wouldn't be able to think straight. I wouldn't be in the right place. I wouldn't be in the right mind. That never happened to me. In 5 years, that never happened to me. That's right. Actually, 2011, 7 years, that hasn't happened to me. 7 years, that has not happened to me, ever, ever, where I had to say, sorry, I got to cut the show short because I can't think straight, because my pain is too much, because I think about my 3-4 pain I'm having today because of the rain outside, because I'm doing a radio show, I'm diverting my mind to you and the radio show. You can do it too. Why can't you do it? Why can't you do it? If I can do it, with worst chronic pain known to man, RSD, CRPS, why can't you do it? Why on earth can't you do it? Seriously. You don't think you can do it? You keep talking yourself down? What is it? I'm trying to give you a pep talk. I'm trying to get you to your purpose by focus. Do you think I can do this radio show without focusing on you and this radio show? Do you think I can do my show with no script and thinking about my pain? Do you think I would be able to do this show? No, I wouldn't be able to. I would have to shut it down. To shut it down. It would drive me to drink. To say, I'm thinking about my pain. I can't do the show. I got to shut it down. Yeah, right. It would be exactly that. It would drive me to drink. It would drive me crazy if I was thinking about my 3-4 pain right now. But I tuned it out. I tuned it out. And even if it's still there, I tuned it out. I tuned it out. I don't even feel it. When I'm doing a radio show, something that I love to do, my passion, my purpose, I'm not focused on my pain. Now, if I'm doing something that I really don't want to do, the pain will probably creep up and I would say, ah, I gotta go, I can't do this. But if it's your passion, why not? If it's your passion, why aren't you diverting your mind? Are you afraid? You have to keep your mind, your pain. You always have to think about your health. No, you don't. That's the great thing about life. You can think about anything you want. That's why being in a beautiful place sometimes really diverts your mind. Like, I was in the woods. I was diverted the whole time I was there, baby. I was diverted the whole time I was there. I was looking at trees and birds and bees and cats and frogs and mountains. And I was diverted. I hardly ever felt my pain up there. And I'm doing what I'm doing because this is my purpose. And when it's your true purpose, you will feel nothing. And you will be able to speak from the heart, speak from the soul, speak from the brain, and do a radio show without a script. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, focus could bring a better sense of yourself? Better sense of yourself. Do you realize a lot of that fog that we have? And I have bouts of that too, okay? A lot of that RSD fog, fibro fog, lupus fog, Lyme fog, right? That fog that we have is non-focus. We're not focusing. When we focus, we can get through anything. We can get through the fog. We can get through anything. I went through the fog a lot during my first 2 years. It was hard. None of this is easy. None of this is easy to get to this point. It's not easy. It doesn't take a day. I'm not saying this is going to, you know, woo, wake up tomorrow. No. Okay? Focus ain't just going to come to you. No. You got to study it. You got to do it every day to make it a routine. I had to do that. Now, I'm not going to talk about something that I didn't do. Okay? I'm not going to talk about something that I didn't do. This was my hardest thing. Focus. I was very hard off in focusing. It took a long time. It took a long time. Then I found meditation. I found my therapist. Then I found life coaches. Then I found energy work. Then I found EFT. Then I found what? Music therapy. Then I found art therapy. Then I found pet therapy. That's right. When it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, all these therapies brought me to focus. That's right. Takes time, but you have to want to do it. Otherwise, you're going to drive yourself to drink. And then that's why we see the posts that we see on Facebook. I urge you to please try to turn those negative posts into positive posts by just putting something positive at the end of it. You will have more engagement. You won't have pity posts, and you won't have attention posts. I urge you all to please try to make your posts as positive as they can be. Pain is no good. We don't want pain, but we have to turn that negative into a positive. We don't want to deal with pain. We don't want this pain. We want to go to work. It's tough for us to work. We can't work, a lot of us, right? We wish we could go back to work. But when it comes down to it, we can't. The reality of it all is we can't. So let's live up to we can't, and let's do something with the time that we have. Because a lot of people live in the past and say, woe's me, I lost my job and my friends. Woe's me, I can't keep in contact with my, you know, colleagues anymore. Keep putting yourself down. That's what puts you into a depression. That's why you get depressed. And if you really put yourself into a depression, really put you in a bad place. Why do you think there is an uptick in suicide? People feel worthless. People feel that they have no purpose because they're not focusing. If they just focused, if they just meditated, they could find their purpose. There would be no reason for them to kill themselves. People are lost because they've not taken the time to learn how to focus. And that's why I'm talking about focus tonight. Because when I get people focused, when I'm talking to them and they want to shoot themselves in the brain or shoot themselves in the mouth, throw pills down their throat, or throw themselves off a bridge, or throw themselves out a window, I bring focus to them. And when they focus, then they find, wow, I could actually help JGF Foundation. I know this. I know that. When they're actually out there focusing, then they stop thinking about the trick that's going on in their mind, because that's their mind tricking them, saying that death is better than living. That's right. So when it comes down to it, when I talk to people on the phone, they're ready to commit this act. And I save numerous lives. I bring focus to them. I bring focus to their lives. That's right. Once you bring focus to somebody, they know their purpose. Or they know their talents. Or they don't feel worthless anymore because they're thinking about themselves. A lot of the times these people are thinking about everything else around them. Oh, you know, I'm just a burden to this one. I'm a burden to that one. Oh, if I was just dead, I would be better off. They're worried about everybody else around them. The mind is tricking them, saying, oh, my God, I'm worthless anyway. I might as well just go, right? Once you bring focus back into their lives, they know that I got to live. I have kids. I got to teach them, got to bring focus back. There's no turning back. There's no turning back when you bring focus back into somebody's life that's ready to commit suicide. This is a great thing. It's a great thing because you see the energies shift. You see this dark energy just dwindle away and the light starts shining. The light starts shining, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The light starts shining. That's right. Because people found themselves. And I know when the energy shifts. Because they get more excited in their voice. There's more excitement there. You know, there's not that dull stare. There's not that dull voice. Like, you know, I'm just worthless. I'm ready to go. They get more excited. They start talking about things that they can do. They start talking about the things that they created, like kids. You realize your family is your legacy, and you need to make sure that your legacy is positive. So teaching those kids is very important. Those kids need you growing up. I have them focus. You bring focus back to somebody's life, and it's like, the light comes down. It's amazing. I've saved thousands of lives just by the radio show alone. This radio show alone has saved thousands of lives. Not just being here 3 years on this great network, but my network, WIRN. Same thing. I saved thousands of lives. And then in my suicide group, 100 lives plus. There's a lot of people that come in here, and I give them hope because I bring them focus. Focus is so very important. Sometimes when I lose focus, I know when I'm losing it, and I know I have to gain it back. Everybody during their life loses some sort of focus. right? You just lose focus sometimes, you know? You just don't feel like doing anything, you know? You just lose focus, you know? You have to get back on the train again. You got to get back on the runway train again. You got to get back on that train and keep going. That's right. Gain back that focus. That's why I don't go at least 2 days without focus. I'm always trying to focus, always trying to look around and see different things. Like, you know, I'm looking up at my ceiling right now, and I have no idea that there's a curvature up there. And I'm like saying to myself, what the hell is that curvature? If you didn't look closely enough or have focus, you would not see the curvature in my ceiling. Now, hopefully, that doesn't mean the ceiling is going to fall in. I hope not. But, you know, when it comes in, ladies and gentlemen, we see it, and then we go for it, and we say, wow, what is that? Like, I could just look around my room and just focus on something that I'd never seen before. Like, there's whiteout, a little spot of whiteout on my desk. I would have never seen that if I didn't focus on it. Like, if I'm looking, like, really quick like this, like, if I'm in all different directions, like some of us are, because, you know, unfortunately, we overthink a lot of times. We wouldn't see the little spot of whiteout. We wouldn't see that we have to clean that off, right? We wouldn't see the little scratch. We wouldn't see the curvature in the ceiling. That's right. You realize that if you focus, so many things come to you. So many things come to you. Divert your mind and focus a little bit more. And know that that focus is so very important to your life and bringing a simplistic look to your life. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the key. That is the key to move forward. Focus. I've saved so many lives because of focus. And I'm not tooting my own horn either. Okay? I don't toot horns. I'm not better than anybody else. Okay? My organization is not better than anybody else. We don't compete. We're not competing with anybody. I don't compete with anyone. I want to collaborate with people. I'd like to collaborate. But that's up to the person. You know? You know, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, when you have less things to worry about, like competition, like looking better than somebody else, like, you don't need those things. I'm a humble guy just doing my duty, doing my thing. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm all about. Tell you, focus is so very important. You all should try it sometime. Give it a try. I bet you it works. I bet you find your purpose. I bet you are better off because of focus. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. I pretty much ended my show right here. I have nothing much else to say on the topic. I want everybody on Facebook Live to stick around. We have an after party. Don't go anywhere. And everybody here on BIRN, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming in. We're going to play some beautiful musical selections for you guys now. I want to thank Ronald for coming into our chat room. Thank you, Ronald, for coming in. And thank you, our caller, for calling in and listening on the phone there. And I want to thank the thousands of listeners listening to this great show. I want to thank the troops for coming in tonight. Yes, we had the troops from Afghanistan came in tonight. 40 or 50 of them popped in here, listened to part of the show. They could only listen to like 10, 15 minutes of the show because then they get cut off. But they were here, and we were chanting USA, 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 giving them all the motivation that they need to move it forward. And when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we love each and every one of you. Never forget us. And we will never forget you. So we're going to play some music for the BIRN, folks. And we're going to continue with our Facebook Live. So don't go anywhere. Okay? Don't go anywhere. Facebook Live people, okay? After party coming up. And let's play some music for you guys. All right, on BIRN, we got some patriotic music for you guys. Enjoy the patriotic music. We love patriotic music. Oh, we love patriotic music. Yes. We're going to play some patriotic music for the BIRN folks. And we're going to come right over to you guys in just a minute. Thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, were for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The lakes of Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till the day, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And the newsman spoke, and his words left me empty inside. Fell to my knees, and then I cried, God, please, why? The Spirit of America, by God's omnipotent hand, together red, white, and blue, as one we will stand. Though the bombs may fall, then death will come, but we will not answer. for the spirit of America. Faithless cowards trying to conquer and divide, but never forever will they ever hide. 'Cause we'll search the air and the land and God's deep blue sea, and we'll punish those who try to take our land of the free. Spirit of America, by God's omnipotent hand, together red, white, and blue, as one we will stand. Though the bombs may fall, then death will come, but we will not answer. 'Cause through the eyes of our innocent child, the eagle flies for the spirit of America. Omnipotent hand, together red, white, and blue, as one we will stand. Though the bombs may fall, then death will come, but we will not answer. 'Cause through the eyes of our innocent child, the eagle flies for the spirit of America.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I
will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
And a man.